Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk. And I am here with Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses. You know, I love that song, Doc Bill, but I think it's special for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. When I think of that song during the holiday season, I think of Lucy and Linus and watching Charlie Brown. And that brings back a lot of memories from childhood.
It does bring back a lot of memories. But, you know, the thing is, when we were growing up, you know, we didn't have the VCR or you know, the DVD that we could, you know, pop in the player there. We had to, you know, watch for the schedule to see exactly when those shows were coming on and watch them then and there. So things have changed a lot for, you know, kids growing up now. They can really watch Charlie Brown anytime they want to.
Yeah, that's when the TV guide was a very, very important thing to have.
Yes, it was. You know, it was very worn around my house because we were always tussling over, you know, who was going to get it. Because whoever got the TV guide meant they got to see their show. So the TV guide really had a hard time in my house. But now you're with Sapelo Island Birdhouses, which are some vacation rental cottages, luxury vacation rental cottages down on Sapelo Island, which I know Christmas is coming up. And I've heard, you know, some great things about Christmas on Sapelo. Lots of traditions, lots of things to do. What's going on?
It's a great place to be. I mean, I woke up this morning and it was 25 degrees outside my house. Mm. The water outside from my dogs was frozen as a block of ice. I called a friend who was down on the coast and he said it's like 42 degrees. And they're looking to get up to 70 later on the day. So I said, just traveling that 300 miles from down here to Gainesville is a huge difference. So you can still have part of the fall, you know, late summer by not traveling that far. But Sapelo Island Birdhouses is a luxury vacation rental. And these consist of a series of cottages on beautiful Sapelo Island. You can visit the beach. Yes, you can visit the beach in the winter, and it's a great place to be. A lot of wildlife, great things to see. And during this time of year, we'll talk a bit more about it in another show, but during this time of year, there's a lot of neat things going on the island, such as the history, the Reynolds Mansion, and again, the great cottages, which have great locations and a lot of nice things to do. If you're interested in finding out more information about Sapelo Island and Sapelo Island Birdhouses, visit SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. Again, that's SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. Phone number is 912-223-6515. And we also have beautiful cottages on the mainland as well. So you can spend some time on the mainland in a small town called Showman's Bluff and go over to the island later, or spend all your time on the mainland and use it as a starting point to explore the other Georgia coast.
Well, you know, that sounds really inviting. You know what I really love to do when it's not so cold, like the 40s or 50s. It's really great to bundle up in a big sweater and, right, you know, take some hot chocolate and just walk along the beach. I love to do that. So that sounds great. But, you know, we were talking in the last segment a little bit about, you know, seats. And I, you know, suggested that you really treat yourself to maybe some of those economy comfort seats if you're flying. But, you know, I want to cover a couple of other things, too, just as some pointers when you're traveling, especially during this holiday season when it's very busy and the seats are really at a premium. Make sure that you check your airline's website 5 days before your trip, because usually about 5 days, there's another wave of upgrades where they upgrade the folks who have who are part of the loyalty programs. And they do that about every 28 to 48 hours. So if you check in, maybe there's some more seats that have been released. Because a lot of times when you make your reservations, you may not get all of your seats together. Sometimes, too, there might be a change of aircraft on the flight. So you just want to double check those kind of things. And then, of course, 24 hours in advance is when the airlines really start releasing all of the seats. And most of the upgrades will have been done by that time. So just a couple of things, you know. So just keep looking, keep an eye on that. Another thing, too, is unaccompanied minors. The holidays is another time, too, in talking about flying, when sometimes we may send the kids off by themselves. So make sure your kids know where they're going. Now, that may sound a little crazy, but for my airline days, you know, there would be some unaccompanied minors, especially some of the younger ones, that were not really sure exactly where they were going. They knew they were going to see grandmom or going to see, you know, uncles or aunts, but they didn't know exactly which city. So make sure they have that information and maybe even put that in their carry-on. Give them a cell phone and make sure it has numbers in it. Now, some people may not feel as though kids should have cell phones, but this might be a time when you might want them to have one in their bags.
And I think this is a very important time that kids should have a cell phone if they're traveling.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Because during the holiday times, as we mentioned, there can be delays, flight cancellations. So you really want them to be prepared for that. And that's also the case, too, with teens traveling. We may feel as though, you know, they're real comfortable with traveling. They'll be okay. But we really need to take special care with the teens as well and make sure they know where they're going and that they have all the numbers and everything that they need.
Well, that's true. So if you're traveling by car, you know, you have to have your checklist ready. Number one, you make sure that your car, that you have your regular maintenance done. You check the battery terminals. You make sure your belts and hoses, tire conditions are good, and you have coolant in the car. And you make sure you top off your fluids, whether it's going to be your oil, brake fluid, transmission fluid. But you make sure all those things are up to date and where you want it to be. And also, weather can change any time. So there's certain things you should have. You should have a flashlight in your car. You should have a blanket. And a very good blanket, and not just a regular sheet, but you never know when something may happen. You may have, that car may be what keeps you alive sometime if something's happened. So you want to make sure you have a couple of blankets in that car to keep yourself warm. And make sure you have adequate gas when you start out. You know, don't start your trip with very little gas in it and assume at some point I'll get, make sure your car is gassed up, because if you have traffic stops or something happens, you know, that car with a lot of gas, that gives you heat. That can be your heater.
That is very, very true. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm here with Doc Bill, and you can just hear all these great holiday tips he's giving. So hope you have that pen and that paper, and you're jotting these down. Now, I really like that idea also of making sure you have gas and that you have, you know, that you're kind of thinking things through. And I really think, especially with driving, a lot of times we feel a little bit more secure because we're in control. You know, we're usually driving our car. Now we're just, you know, driving just a couple of hours to, you know, to go and visit relatives. But you really need to think about those unforeseen things that can happen. There could be delays, there could be accidents, there could be road closings. And especially if you're driving in places where the conditions may change. Because here we're, you know, in Gainesville area, I mean, we do get some snow. But if you're driving further in the Northeast, you could really run into some rough conditions. So being familiar in what you should do if you run across black ice on the road
is very helpful. And again, having an app, whether you're using a GPS system, is helpful. But I tell people, take $5 and stop at a good gas station and buy a Georgia map. It may sound like it's, you know, but you need to have it, because communications can break down. At least you can at least get home by having a map.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you talk about traveling in the car, too, you know, you want to make sure if you have that cell phone with you, that you have it charged and that you have a car charger with you as well. Because you're absolutely right there about having that, you know, going back to the manual, you know, GPS, of having that paper map that you can flip out and open up. But you have to be pretty good at reading that. And I would also say, too, that if you're traveling outside of Georgia, you want to make sure, too, that you, you know, have the maps covered for that as well. But now with traveling with kids, you know, going back to traveling with kids in the car, you definitely want to also have some fun things for them to do. And Google has an app called Field Trip that really runs really well on smartphones. And it has information about local attractions nearby where you may be driving. So if you have time and if you've planned for a couple of stops along the way, then maybe you could pull into some of the attractions that may be in the local cities where you're driving. And just spend a little bit of time also to stop, because everybody gets a little road weary. So it's a good thing to pull off and give yourself a break.
That sounds good. And again, make your trip enjoyable. And, you know, the trip is part of the vacation, so it should be fun.
The journey. It's not just the destination, but you have to have that journey that you're going to as well.
Right.
And, you know, another form of travel also for the holidays would be trains and buses. So let's give a couple of quick tips on that as well. You know, trains, you buy your tickets in advance usually for that. So make sure, although you've purchased your ticket ahead of time, that you still show up a little bit early, especially during the holidays. Because, again, you have a lot of people traveling and you want to make sure you're there on time. Because inevitably, you know, this would be the one time when the train is early. So I know there have been many times when I've heard people say, well, the train was late. Well, it might be early this time. Same thing with bus travel. So going on bus, make sure you get there early. And the great thing about bus is that it's usually budget friendly, and you don't have to worry so much about the bags, how much they weigh, and all that kind of stuff. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. We'll be back in a few minutes as we continue to talk about travel tips. In our next segment, we'll share some of your travel tips.